Shalom and welcome to another program of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Okay, we have some interesting chazanis prepared, but before I get to that, allow me to reminisce for a couple of minutes. This coming Shabbos, April 27th, is a very special day in my life. It marks my 83rd birthday. 83, wow. And you know, they say after 70, if you live another 13 years, you have a second bar mitzvah. So I guess this coming Shabbos, I'll be celebrating my second bar mitzvah. It's incredible to think of how time flies by so quickly. And just again, a few minutes to reflect. Many of you know, for the 42 years that I've been broadcasting, I've mentioned this every decade or so, that I was born and raised in Newark, New Jersey, the Wiquiac section, named after the Wiquiac Indians. There were 50,000 Jews who lived in the Wiquiac section of Newark, and it was a wonderful ghetto, if I do say so myself. Some of you may have read the books written by Philip Roth. He has the setting of all of his books from the Wiquiac section of Newark. Philip Roth was 3 years ahead of me in high school. And let me go back to when I was 11. I guess that's 1947. I used to sit in shul for the high holidays with my father to one side and a gentleman on the other side by the name of Joseph Tabachnik. And Joseph Tabachnik said to me, when I turned 13, I would come to work for him. By the way, that shul was on the corner of Nye Avenue and Clinton Place, Tiferet Zion. Rabbi Glotzer was the rabbi there at one time, and he was succeeded by David Singer, Rabbi Singer, who eventually, I understand, went to Borough Park. In any event, when I turned 13, I contacted Mr. Tabachnik, and I started working there, a job that took me through high school, college, law school, and whatever. In the process, I became very, very close with Seymour Tabachnik, the son of Joe. Actually, Seymour, when my father died when I was 19, I was in Japan in the army, and my father died in 1955, Seymour became my brother and best friend. I mean, he always was very, very clearly a very, very, very dear person in my life. You'll hear a little in a few minutes why I bring up Seymour Tabachnik and his impact on my life. Okay. And I started college at Rutgers University in Newark. You know, we were all poor boys. We lived at home, and we went to college, and I had the GI Bill. I had a scholarship to Rutgers. I was a philosophy major and graduated Rutgers in 1959. In 1962, I graduated Rutgers Law School. But talking about the poor boys, every Easter holiday, we at the fraternity, Tau Delta Phi fraternity, would try to get down to Florida for vacation. And this was 1957. Of course, we didn't have our own cars. And I answered an ad and got a Cadillac convertible to drive to Florida. I called a few of my friends who wanted to come with me, and we were all set to go. And this was a few days before I see Seymour Tabachnik, and I said, "Listen, Seymour, I'm leaving for Florida tomorrow, and I'll be back in a week or so." And he put his hand in his pocket, and he said, "Here, take this." He gave me a couple hundred dollars, and he said, "I don't want you to drive down. I want you to fly." So I called the fellas who were going to come with me, and I told them all the details of getting that car. And I actually left that day and got to Florida. And I'll never forget Friday morning. I'm in the hotel, and there were other friends who had gotten to this hotel earlier, and I saw they were sort of in a daze. I said, "What happened?" I said, "Didn't you hear? Donnie Barbarow and Norman Lechter and a couple other guys were all killed in that car driving to Florida." Needless to say, this was hard to even express my emotions at the time. It was really something very, very hard, very difficult. Also had a little guilt, thinking if I was in the car, perhaps they wouldn't have been at that point, but who knows? Who knows? But for me, every year since then, I consider a gift. And I've had my ups and downs in my life, but I've always been just grateful to be alive and in good health for the most part. And that's the story. That's the story. And I have this music, which I love, and enjoy sharing it with you. And God be willing, there'll be a few more years. I don't know how many more, but I'll keep it up as much as I am able to. And it's something that is very, very important for me. And in the process, when I prepare these programs, you know, there's a process I go through listening to the various recordings that I have. And it forces me to constantly be listening and discovering new music to share with you. Okay, with that background, let's get right to Yesler Rosenblatt with Tal.
Oh!
Yesala. Let's hear Moshe Stern with Umipene Chatoeinu.
Oh,
Hey, Moshe Stern. As you can tell, that was live concert, and very different than a studio recording, would you say? Okay, let's hear Moshe Stern with Tal. Great Moshe Stern.
Hello, FM.
Moshe Stern. Fantastic. Okay, we're hitting some of the biggies. This is Moshe Kusevitzky with Umipenei Chatoeinu. Well, last week we heard Glantz with Betzeis Yisrael, a rather unique rendition of it, and we're going to hear the great Leib Glantz with a very, very unusual tal. I think you might enjoy it. Here we go. Okay, Leib Glantz, certainly a very unique voice. So Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you're enjoying this music, and just point out to you in the cantorial calendar that I put out, there was a notice of an event with Shulam Lemmer that was supposed to take place on the at the 92nd Street Y, but that wasn't it was scheduled, but it was postponed, unfortunately. In the background, okay, you know, these phone calls that yes, that Tsena is my phone message. What I'm doing right now is I'm reloading the CDs and be prepared to start the music any second. Let's just see if this is going to work. One more. This should work. This is an unusual Shehechiano, a little different one with Moshe Shulhoff. Wonderful, wonderful cantor. Died much too young. Much too young. Okay. Moshe Shulhoff.
Oh,
Isn't that delightful? Delightful version of Shehecheyanu that's written by or composed by Ralph Schlossberg. Okay, let's hear Moshe Shulhoff with Tal.
Oh!
Okay, Moshe Shulhoff with Tal. Okay, one more selection. This will be Mordechai Hirschman with Umipanei Chatoeinu. Let me make sure I have this correct. There we go.
Oh,
Was the wonderful Mordechai Hirschman, and this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this program. And you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. Any comments or requests, cbjmusic@aol.com. Of course, you don't want to forget about the cantorial calendar, which is available. All you have to do, it's on the home page of this website. You click it and just put your email in, and you'll receive it. Or if you want to just directly do it to me, cbjmusic@aol.com, and in the subject line just put calendar, and you'll get this wonderful informative monthly calendar on what's going on in the world of Chazonis. Well, thanks a lot for joining with me, and shalom.